Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services LLC is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw that there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations in either seminars or other educational facilities and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent. Therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today is our second episode in our series entitled Insurance and You. In our previous episode, we discussed what life insurance is, the basic characteristics of life insurance, some of the different types of life insurance policies available to consumers, and some of the common terms used in life insurance. In today's episode, we're going to discuss beneficiaries, what a beneficiary is and how it works in regards to insurance, and the different categories of beneficiaries. So first, let's discuss what a beneficiary is in light of insurance. A beneficiary is a named entity that is going to receive a death benefit upon the death of the insured. With life insurance, a beneficiary may be a person, a pet, a nonprofit organization, a church, a business, a trust, and so on. The owner of the insurance policy chooses who is going to be the beneficiary of the insurance policy at the time of application and how much the beneficiary is going to receive. The owner has the right to change the beneficiary and amount at any time. There are different categories of beneficiaries. The most common are primary and contingent. Sometimes you may also see tertiary beneficiaries. To give my voice a break, I'm going to ask Jenna to go into more detail about the different categories of beneficiaries.
Thank you, Craig, for welcoming me back. I find it easier to think of the categories of beneficiaries as if you're imagining people waiting in a line. So the primary beneficiary is the first person in line. So this is the first person or persons who will receive the named death benefit. If that person is no longer in line, the second person or persons in line, the contingent beneficiary, would receive the death benefit. And if the first and second people are not in line, the third person, the tertiary beneficiary, would receive the death benefit. And so on. Okay, now let's put this into a real life example. There is a husband and a wife who are applying for insurance, and they have two children. The husband decides to purchase life insurance on his own life. Therefore, he is going to be the owner and the insured. As the owner, he has the right to name the beneficiaries of his policy. He most likely would name his wife as the primary beneficiary and his two children as the contingent beneficiaries. If he were to pass away, his wife would receive 100% of his death benefit. Or let's say he and his wife die in an accident. Then his children would receive his death benefit. And in most cases, the owner splits the death benefit equally between the two children, so they each get 50%. Or, to play devil's advocate, let's say that the wife dies before the husband. The husband can then either make his children the two primary beneficiaries and name a new contingent beneficiary, or he can choose to name a new primary beneficiary.
Thank you, Jenna. It is important to note that the amount of death benefit the beneficiary receives is also up to the owner. If you have numerous children, it is important to make sure that you have clearly stated how you would like the death benefit divided. To avoid any confusion, you may write, quote, please split equally between all children, end quote. This is a common example. It is also important that you keep your beneficiaries up to date. I cannot tell you how many cases I hear of where people had their ex-wives who are remarried with children get their death benefit instead of their present wife and children. So today's episode of Insurance and You, we discussed what a beneficiary is, the different categories of beneficiaries, and the importance of the constant review of your beneficiaries. In future episodes, we will also be covering insurance ratings and some of the riders that are available with insurance policies, as well as a discussion on the questions that may come up on an insurance application, and more on how these contracts can benefit you, your family, and your estate. This is our second episode in our series titled Insurance and You. We hope that you are benefited from the time that you spent with us today and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.